This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cambodian officials say at least 13 construction workers are dead after a building collapsed under construction in the coastal city of Sihanoukville. Another 23 people were injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building early Saturday morning when they said that incident happened. Survivors said 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Police have detained four people for questioning about the collapse. U.S. President Trump said that Saturday he planned major new sanctions against Iran to take effect Monday without providing any details. Huddling with administration officials at the presidential retreat at Camp David, He announced the move in a tweet.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army has been shot. However, there are no details on his condition or where the shooting occurred exactly. The reported shooting of the defense official came hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Samar State. Residents in the capital say they heard heavy gunfire. It is unclear who was behind the unrest. This is VOA News. U.S.-Iran tensions continue to escalate Saturday as Iran warned it would react sharply to any perceived aggression.